researchers at the University of Leeds in England have just published a study on the links between excessive internet use and depression. The world's technology correspondent Clark Boyd is here. Clark, so if I'm online, I must be depressed. Is that what the study's telling us?
No, Marco, it's not quite that dire. What they did was they sampled more than 1,000 people and tried to get a handle on what their level of internet use was and then see what their level of depression was and see whether there was a link between the two. And they did this through a fairly standard survey.
Right. So what kind of questions were they asking?
Well, I'll let the lead researcher ask those questions. This is Dr. Katrina Harrison from Leeds University.
Does being online interfere with your family relationships? Does being online interfere with your working life? Do you look forward, anticipate going online? To what extent do you anticipate it? When you go online, do you spend longer online than you'd intended to?
I'm ticking off too many of the signs Harrison is listing there. Oops, maybe I'm addicted.
Well, Katrina Harrison was quick to put things in perspective here. She admitted that obviously we all spend a lot more time online and more and more every day shopping, with social networking, with all these different things that we do online now. It's really becoming a part of our lives. And she said, by and large, they found that most people, they adapt to it. They've made it a part of their lives and they made it a healthy part of their lives. She found in their sample that just a little more than 1% of those surveyed would be classified as severely addicted. Those with severe addiction also had high levels of depression. Here's Dr. Harrison again.
By our data, what we can conclude is that there is a very strong relationship between levels of addiction and levels of depression. More addicted people are more depressed. That is no doubt.
Okay, so Clark, I guess what I want to know, are more people depressed these days because they're going to the net, or is the net actually making us all more depressed?
Well, this is the chicken and egg million-dollar question that Dr. Harrison wants to answer, and she said that's not what their study was designed to do. She said if you really wanted to get at that chicken and egg question, I'm depressed, so I go online, or I'm online, so I'm depressed, probably the answer is not really a simple one way or the other. She speculates that people who might be naturally inclined to be a little bit depressed maybe go online because they don't have anybody to talk to, and then being online further reinforces their feeling of isolation and makes them feel more depressed. But she cautions against speculating too much about that. She said the next step of their study would be to develop some sort of long-term way to track people over time to get a better handle on that. Mm,
interesting quandary and interesting study. Listeners can hear a longer version of that interview on the latest tech podcast, right?
That's right. We've got the full interview with Katrina Harrison. All you have to do is come to the world.org/technology and download it or find out how to subscribe to the weekly tech podcast.
The World's Clark Boyd. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome, Marco.